Welcome to The Howl. My name is Emma Kider, bringing you all the news about the Arizona Coyotes. We are back. This is the second episode, and I'll be talking about new additions to the team. Well, possible new additions to the team, since these players were just drafted as Arizona Coyotes. So we'll just get right into it. To start, this is kind of interesting, but a couple days ago, Matt McConnell, who is he does the play-by-play for the Coyotes, he posted on Facebook a little teaser video that someone new was being added to the team, and he was saying that it has speed, agility, and they'll never let us down. And the key word to that is it. So we knew he probably wasn't talking about a player, but we were hoping that he was talking about a new player that was going to be added to the roster. But it turns out, so the next day, when this announcement was going to be released, it was given away, and it was actually a new dog. So the Coyotes adopted a little puppy, and he's a part of the team now. Or she is. Her name is Luna, and I've been noticing lots of teams have been doing this, and I think it's a good PR thing to do. So they adopted this dog through the National Assistance Dogs Incorporation. They partnered with them, and they're going to train Luna as a service dog and then give her to a veteran in need. And I think that is so cool. We need to support our veterans, and that is such a great way to do it. And it's a really good team building and bonding thing to raise a dog together. So that's pretty cool, but a lot of people were really mad about it. I was reading the comments after they posted it saying, oh, like, I knew it. They weren't adding a player, and this just shows how they don't take things seriously as a team in the NHL, and they just like messing with people and blah, blah, blah. So all I'm going to say about that is that it's a good cause. Like, I saw what they were doing. They were building the hype around it to get people to notice. So people just need to relax, and I think it's a cool thing. But let's get into the actual potential new players that are being added to the roster. So since they are new players to the roster, there's a rule that prohibits drafted players under 20 from playing in the AHL. So if they don't make it to the NHL roster, that means, and if they're American players, so that means they cannot play in the AHL if they are American players. This doesn't apply to all players, though, because if they are, if they do come from other countries, they can play at an AHL level if they don't make the NHL roster. So I just thought that was interesting because American players that are under 20 can't make the NHL roster. So they'll either have to go back home to where their other teams were and play there, and just wait until they're over 20. So that's kind of interesting. So Victor Soderstrom, he was the first round drafted by the Coyotes in 2019, so this year. And he's from Sweden, which is nice because we get to add another Swede to the team with our captain, Oliver Ekman-Larsson. And Oliver Ekman-Larsson has actually taken him under his wing and let Victor actually stay in his home during these training camps, which have pretty much started this week. So that's really cool. Another good team bonding thing and a good way to bring the team together. Another prospect was Barrett Hayton from Ontario, and he was drafted in 2018. So he was drafted last year, and he has been pushing to make the NHL so much. He has been playing for the OHL, actually, in Ontario. He's a center. He's been really improving. He actually got 66 points last year on his team. He became a captain, so he got 26 goals and 40 assists in just 39 regular season games, and I would say that's really impressive. That's more stats than some of our current players that play on our NHL have. It really does seem that these guys have good talent. I've been thinking about it, though, and I'm just not sure if there is room for them in the Coyotes roster. Because, I mean, our roster is really full right now, and if one of them were to move up, then that means someone in our current Coyotes roster would have to move down, and I'm just not sure that Coach Rick Tocchet would want to do that right now, especially since the team, like, ended at a high note last year. we'll just have to see. But for Victor Soderstrom, he is a defenseman, and I see great defense in the Coyotes. We've always had really good defense. You know, we have Jacob Chychrun and Oliver Ekman-Larsson and healed Jason Demers and Alex Goligoski, Nicholas Hjalmarsson. He's one of the best defensemen in the league, if it's my opinion. And Jordan Osterley and Ilya Lyubushkin. So, I mean, that is a solid defense, and I really don't think that Rick Tocchet is going to mess with it right now. So we'll just have to see when this roster comes out. They're playing their first preseason game this Sunday, so we'll see who's starting. I think our defense is really solid. I will admit that we do need more goals. Like, that is a serious issue. We need a stronger offense. I don't think Soderstrom can move anyone out. However, for offense, there might be an opportunity for Barrett Hayden to move in. You know, we have Christian Dvorak and Christian Fisher. They did not perform that well last season. They did do some good things, but there was only 12 goals between them together. So if Barrett Hayden is going to get a lot of goals, Rick Tocchet might be thinking about giving him a chance and maybe moving Fisher or Dvorak down to the AHL. I mean, I really don't know if this is actually going to happen, but I mean, anything's a possibility just by looking at the stats. We'll have to see what Coach Tocchet does. He may want to keep the team together. I mean, I think that's probably the best thing to do. Just give him, you know, another year and see, you know, if there's injuries in this coming season. Hopefully there's not, because we had way too many last year. Then maybe he would pull from the AHL and bring Soderstrom or Hayden up to play in the NHL in a couple of games. Again, we'll just have to wait and see what the roster looks like on this, you know, this Sunday, and see if that changes when the season actually starts. So that's really exciting. They're facing the Vegas Golden Knights, and hopefully that gives us a hint of what the team is going to look like. We will talk about that game next week on The Howl. Thank you so much for listening. You can listen to this on kjackradio.com. Baby girl.